All right, everybody on the floor, stand by. Senator Bobby, Senator McKinley, just a word before we go into the record. Remember, this has got to be a smash, you two guys together. So shake hands and come out singing.
I've just met about saffron, a saffron mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just crazy about me.
Stand by, Senator Bobby.
They know me, Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly,
They know me, Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly, Senator, yes.
They know me, Mellow Yellow.
Is that it, guys?
That's your part.
That's
Senator.
My part.
All right. That's it, sir.
I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me.
Well, I like 72 myself, Senator.
I'm just
quiet, Senator.
Mad about 14. She's just insistent about me. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly, yes.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly, yeah, this does not sound right, guys.
Senator, this is the way we rehearsed it, and I wish you'd do it. Could you please? Just quite rightly.
Now, listen, if I don't get more than quite rightly, I don't know respect for the senior senator. Senator, I don't understand this.
Senator, it's a bipartisan song, and we're trying to give the Republican senator his just due. We don't want to make a political fight here.
Well, I don't understand what Mellow Yellow means either. That doesn't thrill me either.
Senator, it's his song. All we want from you is quite rightly.
You mean not even a bodio do or a doobie-doobie-do?
No, Senator, just quite rightly.
What is this electrical? I don't understand that.
Senator, those are the words of the song. It's an English song.
Electrical banana.
That doesn't sound like English to me.
Has to be the very next phase. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me.
Senator, this is your part with the quite rightly.
Quite rightly, yes.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
I bet they do, yes.
Yeah. You got to rock and roll in a roll call way. You got to march with a Marilyn Monroe sway. You got to rock and roll with your old kick bag. But you mustn't ever mention her name in the mess. And if you want to know the title of this number, it's a Major Dennis Brudner rock and roll call rumba. Left, 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 right, left. Quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. In, out. In out. Pick up your gun, grab a bullet up the spout. That's a dance they do from Madras to Pango Pango. It's a Major Dennis Bloodnock rock and roll called Tango. Hoi, dum, diddle, floaty ho. Bombay, bibby, bullet, ya. Yum, diddle, dee, do, dee, do.
Stop that simple, naughty record pack music. Stop it, I say. Stop it. Oh, stop it.
Oh, pardon me, puckies and soul of me, Toby. Why? Do me beady old eyes deceive me, or is it? No, no, it can't be. But yes, it is. It's me old childhood sweetheart, Spotty Minnie Bannister.
No.
The darling of Roper's Lighthouse. Bless my soul, madam. Oh, what are you doing here? Nothing catching, I hope.
I just came to put my bag full of money in the bank.
Money? Money? Oh, Neddy, take Miss Bannister in a steaming love dance while I check her properties. Oh, one, two, three, four.
Gents to the left. Ladies to the right. All join hands. Hand it.
Bravado, bravado, what a voice! What a bank balance! I beg you, you gorgeous wanton, and give me some small token of your love, and I'll sing you a known military melody.
Oh.
Music, Maestro Pong.
Right, mate.
You got to rock and roll in a monetary manner. If you want to earn a necessary tenor, take your pick while the picking's good. If you don't pick right, things will never get better. When I hear the chink of money, that is good news. It drives away the blood of rock and roll called blues. So let there be always some cash for me.
That will
be mine. May. Send only 2 and 6 pence for a copy of this record.
Hubert Heber.
Stay tuned when in 10 seconds this station prevents Pinky Lee.
Have mercy.
We've had a request for a record by that popular Irish tenor, Mary Olanza.
Rock and roll fans, here's the latest platter from that ever-popular Pepper Pot, Elvis Presley.
Well, if you don't maybe you're in for a shot.
We now bring you Mr. Keene, loser of traced persons.
I searched and I searched, but I couldn't find
Sonny Tufts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this news bulletin to bring you a program.
I'm gonna blow a big whistle, ring a big bell, I'm gonna tell everybody that
all the world was thrilled with the marriage of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor.
This report has come to us from reliable White Horse sources.
Our next selection was written by George Gershwin, with lyrics by his lovely wife, Ira.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are unable to bring you the baseball game from Wrigley Field. Due to circumstances beyond our control, we bring you Liberace. Stay tuned for Phil Spatulli and his all-gold orchestra.
This is Indiana's first broad-chasing station.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Tito Guitar and his Gizar.
Sonny Tufts.
And now Stephen Foster's immortal song, Old Jack Blow.
Blow, man, blow! Now here's an interesting looking record sung by a trio, John, Charles, and Thomas.
Stay tuned for I Love Loosely.
The following prescribed is transcribed.
Meanwhile, back at the jungle,
supplies were getting low. The natives have almost reached the breaking point when suddenly in the distance they heard the sounds of a village.
You'll hear about these wonderful cakes during the course of the next commercial.
Have mercy.
So, friends, don't forget to visit your A and Pooh feed store.
Oh, now I wish I had two wings to fly.
So remember, when you fly to Bermuda, be sure to take a plane.
We take you to Central Park Mall for an appalling program of band music. I meant a feeling.
Take me back to my boots and saddle.
The varmint didn't get away. He got his foot caught in the syrup.
Son, he's tough.
It's time for music. So welcome to the Dinosaur Show.
Okay, you rat. I got you covered. And now I'm going to drill you. Take that.
While we're waiting, fans, how about joining me in a glass of beer?
Okay, now I'm really gonna drill you. Take that!
I'm tired of living.
Okay, take that!
Tired of your stalling.
Now I'm really gonna drill you. Take that!
I'm tired of waiting all alone for you.
On second thought, I'm gonna take this knife and slit your throat.
That is all.
I gotta go. Go, 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 so long.
Sonny Tufts.
Get Judy. He said to call you up, and I was feeling moody. Hey, little Donna, still wanna. He said to ring you up when I was eating. Mobilize some laughs with just one call. Like a bunch of lunatics, we'll act till way past dawn. She will be rocking till our strength is gone. Yeah, this beat goes on.
I'll
be rocking till our strength is gone. Yeah, this beat goes on.
This beat goes on.
Beat goes on.
This beat goes on.
This beat goes on.
Beat goes on.
This beat goes on.
This beat goes on.
This beat goes on and on.
Goes on and on.
Goes on and on.
Goes on and on.
On and on.
Goes on and on.
Goes on and on.
Goes on.
This beat goes.
I'm flying a thousand.
flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, "Let's fly away." They took a look at a Western movie, somebody heard them say, "If a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are. We'd better fly away." Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said, "This planet is an awful menace. Let's go back to where we came from." Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
Oh, no.
Said, "It's too peculiar here," headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Ebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said, "We must be dreaming, 'cause this planet is insane."
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, 'cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, "Let's fly away." They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, "All the people seem to be living in a nursery. We'd better fly away." Traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, "Let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus. Goodness, what a place to live in." Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
and all the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. And quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Exorciso te omnis spiritus mundi, in nomine Dei patris omnipotentis.
The girl was playing with the Ouija board and got herself in a little too deep. An evil power, who was the devil himself, took possession one night in her sleep. Nobody knew what was wrong with her, the specialist thought it was nerves. But when she became fully possessed, had no reserves. Her skin had changed to a ghostly white, and her eyes had an evil green glow. Her strength was that of an immortal power, and her voice was harsh and low. But inside of this devil was the soul of a child, and on her stomach was written a plea. In blood red letters from the inside out were the pleading words, "Exorcise me."
Exorciso te omnis spiritus mundi, in nomine Dei patris omnipotentis.
Lord God Almighty, help the exorcist to exercise an exorcism.
Could the death of Luther King and JFK be a part of a devil's show? Could it be that God's own vacation and the whole world is on death row? Could it be that mighty Lucifer, who was cast from an angel band, be a taking over God's kingdom and a making it a devil's land?
Could God be a-working on another world? And is that where all the dinosaurs have gone? Suppose the Pope or Billy Graham were seduced to Satan's throne. Would you puke at the smell of burning human flesh as blood is sucked from man? Could you endure the fury of hell with Satan in command?
Lord God Almighty, help the exorcist to exercise an exorcism.
Exorciso te omnis spiritus mundi, nomine Dei Patris omnipotentis.
It's over now, and the house show the signs of a power that can't be explained.
Now lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord.
They exorcise the spirit from her, but the devil got the soul of the priest. And rather than be a child of Satan, he is deceased. Deceased.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Oh. I woke up bright and early with lots of things to do, when all at once it got to me, these crazy love and blues. I'd laugh again in the morning, laugh again at noon, in the last thing in the evening, we laugh again. I went to see the doctor to find what I could do before I left his office. I had a record too. The nurse, she gave a run, and the people all did too, but the only thing that happened was I got to have it.
probably should have used this music last week for the Halloween show. Oh, well. Scary stuff. All right. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It's up to you. And I'm KBC. This is, of course, the Bit Slap. The very first Bit Slap for November, by the way. Hey, progress. We take it where we can. And this is a wild card edition, a Bit Slap grab bag, if you will. I think it's the 37th. I don't know. I'm starting to lose track of a lot of things. But anyway, we started with Senator Bobby and Senator McKinley, Chip Taylor and the Hardly Worth It Players. And that was Mellow Yellow. Followed by Linda Gale, Maggie's Farm. Hey, if Bob Dylan was alive today, he'd be rolling in his grave if he heard that. The Goons, Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan. Blood Knox Rock and Roll Call. I suspect that was Spike Milligan's fault. Rock Around the Blooper was Kermit Schaefer. Kermit Schaefer, the blooper guy. Another break-in for you. The Beat Goes On, Switching to Glide, was The Kings, followed by Heir Apparent from 1968, and that was The Clown. Speaking of clowns, Too Many Creeps from the Bush Tetras. And then Two Little Men and a Flying Saucer. Who was that? I know, you're thinking, oh, I know who that is, I know who that is, I know who that is. Well, you're right, it was Ella Fitzgerald. Tommy Scott and Scotty Lee after that, The Exorcism, followed by The Crazy Laughing Blues from Yodeling Shorty and the Butterfield Blues Band. One More Heartache. I hear they're nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That would be an honor if it wasn't for the fact that it's a bullshit organization that doesn't even allow Joan Jett in. That's right, I'm talking to you, Cleveland. If I was Paul Butterfield, I would spit in their eye. Of course, Paul's dead and can't do that, so it's easy for me to say. All right, just to let you know, there's not going to be any Bit Slap next week. I am in the middle of the shitstorm of moving my life up to Maine. Fact is, my wife has a job up there now, and she will not be here to help me. I have to do this myself. You want to talk scared? Okay. Anyway, so I'm not going to have time next week because we're doing the open house, which is when you have the entire world in your house, and it's like, oh my God. So I'm not going to have time. I swear I won't. And I wish I did, but I won't. There's a lot of things I'd rather be doing, including sleeping. I'm not going to do that either. Anyway, got more music for you. Who is this background music? Where have I heard this before? I'll let you know.
Why don't you join the group? It's better than being a party poop. Obligato, pizzicato, Guy Lombardo. It's the craziest when you noodle with the doodling song. 2, 3, 4. Like it so much, I'll doodle some more. Little softer, Harry Como. Even softer, pianissimo. Say you love me with a doodling song.
B, C, D, oh, what you doodly-doo to me.
Say you love me, really love me. Say you love me true.
I love you.
Say you love me, please believe me when you do. That makes two. Go together, bet your doodle. Like the apples in a strudel-doo. When we noodle with a doodle and song.
What you call?
A real ball.
I do.
Say you love me, really love me. Say you love me true.
I love you.
Say you love me, please believe me when you do. That makes two.
All through.
Thank you.
Do
if I could only wish to. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. If I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Sometime for the chow mein soup. Everybody had a thing going, I saw, I'm sure you understand. Everything going fine till Mama-san upset their swinging pan. The happy hour began as Mr. Chang orchid rounds from 4 to 5. Mr. Ron read the songs while Jenny Chi keep the place alive. Mr. Wong and his secretary soon would become a slogan in. Another round and the happy very fun would soon begin. Saki Tumi, there was Old Man Chu and his wife with glasses held way up high. Old Man Chu making passes at the waitress when she walking by. While the missus chatted casually with the man who bling the ice around. It's pretty clear Happy Valley was a happy, swinging little town. Well, it seems they not satisfied, they couldn't leave their swinging thing alone. They got after this Mama-san for no reason, just to pick a bone. But the Mama-san hauled off and the sake to him, well, it could be felt. On the backside, above the knees, somewhere down below the belt. Sake to me! Before the smoke had cleared, a happy very group had learned a thing or two. A confusion say, no trouble, trouble, till my friend trouble, trouble too. Well, the PTA, the FHA, the CIA say, well, I shut my mouth. 20 people pack their bags and catch the morning rickshaw heading south. Saki to me, 20 people pack their bags and catch the morning rickshaw heading south. Mm-hmm.
at my window, walking down the street, a girl, but she's with my guy. His arms around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to cry. Together, wonder what is wrong with me. Why can't I accept the fact he's chosen her and simply let them be?
Rock and roll killed my mother, and now it's killing me. It's either one or the other. She was sitting there in her old rocking chair. Someone turned the radio on. Along came the rock, the radio went plop, and now my ma's real gone. Rock and roll killed my mother. She digs it like a fool.
A fool.
She sold her electric blanket, and now my ma's real cool.
Real cool.
Neon, Neon, take your gloves off. Neon, put them back on.
She was sitting there in her old rocking chair, the best rocking chair manufactured. Along came the rock. The rocking chair went plop, and now my ma's really fractured. Rock and roll killed my mother, and now it's killing me. It's either one or the other.
Buy you a brand new car, buy you pretty clothes and everything. I might even buy you a diamond ring. Well, I heard the whisper as I walked away. I knew that he was gonna fall someday. I never could quite figure it out. I just didn't know what she was talking about. That coming, how coming, how coming, that coming, you done it. How coming, how coming, that coming. Well, you're leaving me alone like this. Any man, along came a woman driving up to my side. Said, come on, daddy, let us take a ride. I tried to kiss her by the railroad track. She made me walk every step of the way back. Dadgummit, how come it? How come it? Dadgummit, yeah, how come it? Dadgummit, well, how come it? You got it. How come it? Dadgummit, well, you're leaving me alone like this.
Coffee strong.
me love. Well, I was rolling down the highway with heavy eyes. I saw a little billboard that had you advertised. Everything for the trucker, lots of parking space, and a sign out front that says, "Boys, this is the place." So hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. Like a king-size filter and a country song. A few parking rockets to kind of pick me up. Caffeine, nicotine, bends a dream. Wish me love. Well, I got hung over. I left Chicago late. Got a big boss man, boy, that just don't like to wait. If it's in the morning, I got to burn the wind. And I ain't gonna make it, son, in the shape that I'm in. So hey, little waitress, make a coffee strong. I'll pack a king-size filter and a country song. If you pop your rocket, wish me love. Happy nicotine bends a dream. And wish me love.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen.
Where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high,
with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye.
Well, there's a puppy
in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Folks come by around evening time, soon as the sun goes down. Some drop in from right next door and some from out of town.
Begin.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's popcorn in the popper and a porker in the pot. There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Now they don't allow no frowns inside, leave them by the door. There's apple brandy by the keg
and sawdust on the floor.
So if you've got a hankering, I'll tell you where to go.
Just look for the busted neon signs that flashes
E-F-O's.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's popcorn in the popper and a porker in the pot. There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's sausage in the morning at a party every night. There's a nurse on duty if you don't feel right. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace.
There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
By the taco stand with a hot tortilla in his hand. Five tacos and beans is what he had. His face was clean, he looked pretty bad. But when he tried to eat the rest, there was a heartburn in the chest of Gringo. Gringo!
Gringo!
His breath was short, it turned kind of blue. I gave him tequila and pulled him through. He looked at me, said, "Thanks a lot, but you sure make your tacos hot. You ate too much, you ate too fast." He left, I thought I'd see the last of Gringo. Gringo!
Gringo! Gringo!
One year later, he come in again, says, "All the tacos you got, my friend. I put 20 tacos on top of this plate, but the more I cook, the faster he ate. people were shouting for him to go on when all of a sudden. Gringo was gone. They say it was age that made me sell the taco stand I love so swell. But on his grave, they can't explain the stale tortilla by the name of Gringo. Gringo! Gringo!
What happened to your man?
You know, I think he should have stuck to tuna casserole.
Hey, you know what? He don't move no more.
No, he should have stuck to some kind of bland food. You know what I mean? Like a cheese blend.
Just the other day, when we went to Joe's Cafe, just to order up a couple steaks to eat. But we noticed something wrong. All the Worcestershire was gone, but the waitress brought a different kind of treat. She said this sauce was the chef's new creation, guaranteed it's the real taste sensation. But she warned us it's made out of prunes. Try a little if you dare, nothing can compare. So we had some and now we swear we won't eat prunes again. Such a dirty trick, boy, it really made us sick. When it looks like we've been done in by the prune, still the memory lingers on. I've been living in the John, 'cause I've had the run since Monday afternoon. They said this sauce was the chef's new creation, guaranteed it's the latest sensation. But she warned us it's made out of prunes. Try a little if you dare, nothing can compare. So we had some and now we swear we won't eat prunes again. Won't eat prunes again. No, no. Same as the old sauce.
This music before, I swear. All right, well, you'll get a clue in a second. Started that set with Blossom Dearie. Remember Blossom Dearie? Yeah, no, me either, but I've heard that song in a commercial somewhere, and finally bumped into it, and it was like a relief to know where it came from, and so I share it with you. That was Doop Doody Doop, a doodling song from Blossom Dearie, followed by Somebody Anonymous, All I Want for Christmas. Ray Wong Riley, Happy Valley CIA, somewhat appropriate for today, don't you think? The Exciters, There They Go, And that reminds me of another song that I just can't put my finger on. If you know which one I'm talking about, let me know. That was There They Go by the Exciters. The Exciters, of course, gave us Tell Him, one of the greatest songs of all time. Holly Gully Lamb after that, from the Renaults. Larry Cartel, The Rocket Honeymoon. Hi-Fi Guys after that. Rock and Roll Killed My Mother. Brings you right down with that one. George Jones after that, a very early one from him, How Come It. Followed by Jerry Reed. Something left over from the Truck Driver Show. Caffeine, Nicotine, and Benzedrine, and Wish Me Luck. Eat at Joe's was the Folksmen. Remember the Folksmen? They were the band in A Mighty Wind. If you've never seen that that movie, it's great. You should check it out. El Clod after that. Gringo. A takeoff on Lorne Greene's Ringo. And Weird Al from a Dr. Demento show about 1980. Won't Eat Prunes Again. So, all right. So, like I said, I won't be here next week. I have too much on my plate to deal with, including a couple of things you're going to hear in just a few minutes. It's something else I got to deal with. So I will just tell you, have a good week, and I will see you in 2 weeks with something manageable, I hope. Please have a good day, and you're wondering what this music is? You'll get a clue in just a second. Have a good week.
The colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend, but the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Why be a colorectal surgeon? It's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? When I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? He sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz, but he never thought of psychology when he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. But this is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. Respect the colorectal surgeon. Here and now we'll raise a glass for the rectal surgeon. Like the rectum can tell a liquid from a gas. We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
Welcome to my screening room. You're going to be a star. I'm the abdominal showman. Smile, you're on colon camera. I'll be holding this colonoscope. I'll guide it carefully. When I put the rest in your intestine, this is what I see.
Colon, it's a mighty big river that's deep inside of me. Colon, sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be.
colon.
That's why I'm having this colonoscopy. The colorectal surgeon's gonna make me polyp-free. I'm over 50 years of age. I feel pretty good. But I'm having this colonoscopy because I know I should. I haven't eaten anything for just about one whole day. My colon is so clean that I am pooping Perrier.
Colon
is a mighty big river that's deep inside of me.
Colon,
sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be.
Colon, that's why I'm having this colonoscopy. The colorectal surgeon will make me polyp-free. They give to me a sedative soon after I arrive. I'm taking a journey on a gurney, but I'm not allowed to drive. The doctor said,
Mr. Blue, this goo will keep your passage slick. Okay, Mr. Blue?
Under the circumstances, you can call me Rick.
The colon is a mighty big river, a river that's big and wide. And the colonoscope is coming all the way to the other side.
No one lives forever, one day I'm bound to go. But it won't be my colon that takes me, that's one thing I know.
A camera and a monitor shows all that we detect.
Not only is he in show business, but also he directs. He's a master of precision as he goes up my butt.
It's hard to believe, just yesterday I missed a 2-inch putt.
Colon
is a mighty big river that's deep inside of me.
Colon, sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be. Colon
and rectal surgeon tells everyone he screams.
The way I see it, this is the end that justifies the means. The amazing colonoscope has everything I need. I could see that polyp and take it right off, cauterize it if it bleeds.
And when it's over, I could go home with spotless underwear.
I didn't even need to make a hole because the hole was already there.
The colon
is a mighty big river that's deep inside of me.
The colon, sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be. Go on and have yourself a colonoscopy. Colorectal surgeon will make you polyp-free. Everybody say colon, colon, colon.